tell us what it was that drew you to this situation? I mean, obviously, besides the numbers working out right in the contract.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think first off, just talking through my agent, the respect that Coach McDermott and you know, the Whaley family had for me. I've always said that once I had the opportunity to get into free agency, if it would come, that I would want to be respected and, you know, put the numbers aside. I felt that coming into it, and you know, it's a blessing to be here.
What type of role have they discussed with you? I know you've moved around and played a lot of different positions. What role do you envision for yourself?
You know what? We talked a little bit, you know, shortly earlier, and basically just whatever I can do to help the team. They know I'm a versatile guy, and I can do a bunch of different things, whether if it's return, safety, corner, nickel position, whatever it may be. I'm here to help the football team, and I want to win. And you know, I know that's the culture that's being built around here, and definitely looking forward to it.
What did you get out of the 3 or 4 years in Green Bay, and the highs that you went through, and lows, and the fact that, you know, Aaron, you know, tweeted out to you yesterday,
yeah,
and gave you a big, you know, good luck to you?
Well, I think that just goes to show. You know, the atmosphere there was close. And I'm starting to feel the same thing here. You know, talking to the coaching staff, and they're relaying the message down to the players that, you know, have that playoff mentality, and we want to win. We want to stick together. We want to be helping each other day in and day out. So I definitely feel that coming here. But in Green Bay, it just, you know, we are close. It's Green Bay. There's not much to do but be close with your teammates. So, I think that's what put us over the edge.
Versatility has really defined who you are as an NFL player. So you've obviously embraced that, but explain how that has come to be. Doing these different roles, keeping it all straight in your head. What's it like to be you and being able to do all these different things?
Yeah, well, I think it's a blessing and a curse. You know, I may say, whoever may say, just because it's a blessing. You know, if someone gets hurt, I can play different positions. But it's a curse because, you know, some people think that I'm not great at one position. But where it started, it's just I've done it my whole life. Growing up, small town, playing every position on the football field in high school, not coming off the field. And then that kind of translated into college, playing, you know, corner and being a returner. And then in the league, kind of doing the same thing. So it's not new to me. You know, you guys might see it as, you know, it's something that I've developed over the last couple of years, but it's something that I've done my whole life.
Didn't you split up a lot of, like, meeting time? I mean, you bounce around to a lot of different meeting rooms, unlike other teammates in Green Bay.
Yeah, and I think it slowly got to the point where I was kind of the middleman. You know, because obviously the coaches are their coach, but to be on the field is a different aspect. So I was on the field with a lot of different guys, a lot of different teammates, and to be that guy, you know, the voice of reasoning between the rooms and stuff like that, because sometimes you need that. So I was able to provide that, and you know, that's something that I definitely took pride in.
Mike, are you and Jordan both coming in here kind of at the same time?
Yeah.
Both of you guys are pretty versatile players in terms of different roles and stuff. Do you think that kind of sheds light on what the expectations are going to be
sure.
for you guys with respect to the defense and what you're going to have to do?
For sure, 100%. You know, just talking to him briefly, that being able to play different positions is key in this in the defense that we're trying to put through this season. And it you might be lined up at one position, you know, you might be lined up at safety, but you might be playing, you know, different techniques, and you got to be able to do that. And I think that's my game. That's what I've done throughout the years, and I think, you know, I can't speak for Jordan, but if he had that same conversation with the coaches, then I would like to think that he would take pride in that too.
Is it kind of unique that, you know, you two guys get to come in together to kind of learn this thing much the same way with probably similar type roles? What might be the benefits there, you know, having somebody to bounce things off of as you both learn it together? So
well, we can learn from each other. I think that's the best thing. I make mistakes, he'll learn from him. He makes mistakes, I learn from him. So. And the funny thing is, we have a mutual friend that's, you know, pretty close to both of us. So, you know, we kind of knew each other going into this whole thing. And it was funny to see it pan out this way. And, you know, I'm looking forward to playing with him.
Micah, so if someone comes up to you on the street and said, what position do you play? How do you answer?
I'm a defensive back that returns punts. That's what I do.
You've thought about that question before, haven't
I have. I definitely have. I've been asked that plenty of times, and I've said nickel, and then I'm like, wait, no, maybe say no. So it's kind of I don't have an exact answer for it, so just defensive back.
Well, I know you said it's kind of a blessing and a curse. I understand that, but the way the game is played today, does it seem like there are more guys that really can excel that have your skill set because of the matchups that offenses try to create with the hybrid tight ends?
And yeah, yeah.
There's more room for guys like you on the field?
For sure. I agree with that 100%. Sometimes when you're being critiqued and stuff like that, people might see it as a curse. But I agree with you, man. I feel like if there's guys on the football field that can, you know, in the secondary, or not even just secondary, whether if it's a linebacker that can, you know, cover, you see those linebackers coming out a lot. But, you know, guys that can play different positions and play them well, coaches are going to make room for them on the defense.
You talked about a mutual friend with Jordan. Anybody we might know? Or
Christian Kersey for the Browns. I played with him at Iowa, and he played with Poyer at the Browns for multiple years. So he actually stayed with me out in San Diego too. So it's kind of, you know, we got to know each other through a mutual friend, and it's kind of brought us here to Buffalo today.
How familiar are you with what Carolina was doing on defense under Sean? And I mean, how are you aware of, I'm not sure if you guys played them at all or yeah. kept track.
We did. We played them a few times. But at the same time, just having to talk with them, talking with some of the coaches upstairs I got a better understanding what might be coming for the upcoming season.
So to expand on that, what's your sense of how this thing will work or just picture in your mind and where you came from with under Don Capers to this? What are some of the core philosophical things that you've picked up?
Well, I think that it goes along with any defense in the league. Obviously, when we create turnovers, that's key. Tackle well, play fundamentally sound football. Not give up any big plays, any big runs, anything like that. Make the offense earn, earn points or, earn yards, whatever it may be. But I just think that it's you can go to any defense around the league and say, we want to tackle well, we want to create turnovers, but it's just a matter of doing it.
You're coming from a team that has a tradition of winning to a team with the longest playoff drought in the NFL that, has struggled. Coach McDermott has talked about changing the culture here. How do you see yourself fitting into that?
I'm just going to do whatever I can to help this team win, whether if it's play different positions, be in the locker room, trying to help guys on and off the field, bring us closer. That's just what I'm here for. Try to be a leader, try to be, a voice of reason, like I said earlier, between the rooms or between positions or whatever. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm so excited for what's coming and what I can bring to the table to help this team win.
And you come from Green Bay, though, where they have Aaron and they had Sam on the other side of the ball. Guys have been there who are more vocal leaders. Are you more of that? Will you be? What's your style of leadership?
I can't necessarily answer that question saying I'm more of a vocal because there's times where I've had to be a vocal leader. I think perfect example was last year when I had to go into the corner room because we were young. I think second year guy was the oldest in there, so I had to go in there and kind of be more of a vocal leader. And I think that sometimes coaches are put in bad positions because they're not on the field with the players. So I think that I was able to once again be the voice of reason to the young guys. So sometimes it's that vocal side, but sometimes it's just doing it by example. I think throughout the year I developed in Green Bay to be that leader. Whether if it's player council guy or a player representative for the NFLPA, just stuff like that. Whenever guys have questions for me, I'll try to answer. If I don't have the answer for them right away, I'll go find the answer, whether if it's on the football field, wherever. So I think that's where I can help guys.
Michael, what other connections do you have inside the Bills locker room? Players you might have played with or guys you know?
I've definitely heard, the NFL is a fraternity. Guys, we were just joking upstairs, back in the day. Guys wanted to tear each other's heads off and not talk to each other after football games, but now it's different. We go out there and compete, and then, you got a good friend that's good friends with this guy and knows this guy. So everyone, you know, hears about each other. So I've heard about a lot of guys on this football team, and I'm eager to go to work with them. But I played with Worthy up in Green Bay. He played with my brother up in Michigan State. That's the one connection that that is sticking out in my mind right now.
What do you know about playing here in Green Bay? Did you play in Buffalo on the road?
Yeah, I did. I think it was back in 2015. We came up here and got beat. Tough defense. Very good game. Tough game. Buffalo played well. It was a real fun game to be a part of. The, you know, the crowd was electric and stuff like that. And I think that you know, is what kind of brought me here. I understand that the Packers have very good fans, but the Bills have very good fans also. So, obviously both cities are cold. I can't get away from the cold. I'm from Ohio and I went to Iowa, so I don't know what's wrong with me, but apparently I like it. So, like I said, I'm just excited to be here and be a part of this football team.
I know you won't say necessarily specifically, you know, what teams, but did you have other options out there that you were exploring before you decided to come to Buffalo?
I might have a few other options, but at the end of the day, it was about the respect. You know, just talking to my agent and hearing what's going on, you know, here at this camp about, you know, what they want me to do or how they like me. It was just respect. And I'm not saying I didn't have that, you know, in past years and all that stuff, but, you know, they're, you know, the Bills were there talking to my agent a lot, and I felt like there was definitely a connection there.
How much do you feel that those 4 years in Green Bay and all the experiences that you had helped build your confidence? I mean, from going from a fifth-round pick to where you are right now, and how much more prepared do you think you are for this new chapter of your life now that you've got this base behind you?
Well, I think that it's just something, you know, I hate to keep talking about my whole career, but it's just something I've always developed. I've never been that, you know, highly rated guy, 5 stars, 8 stars, whatever the stars are up to now. I've never been that player coming out of high school. I've always had to work for what I've earned, and I think that this is the same example. You know, I've had to work for it, but at the end of the day, I'm never going to be complacent. I'm never going to be done. I'm always going to work to try to be the best player I can be, and, you know, put my teammates in the best position possible to make plays and win ball games. Because at the end of the day, that's all I really care about.
Well, you talked about the fraternity of the NFL and knowing other players who talked. What have you heard about Sean McDermott and him being your new coach, and maybe some of those things that you heard that drew you to want to come and play for him?
Well, I've heard nothing but good things. You know, just talking to my agent, you know, he told me just a bunch of stories about guys that he even knows that he's talked to. You know, he's talked to a lot of guys around the league, knows a lot of guys. They said the same thing, just how special of a guy he is. I'm pretty close with Juan Castillo. I played with his son at Iowa. And, you know, my agent just mentioned that, you know, Juan was biting at the bits to coach with Sean. So, you know, that's all I needed to hear, because I know what type of guy Juan is. I know what type of, you know, guy his son is, and, you know, it translates. So it's just a special opportunity for me, and I'm looking forward to it.
You joked about cold weather climates and you can't escape it, but do you think in some way that's kind of helped you throughout your career? Because you see a lot of these players that come from the South and
yeah.
make the adjustment. And can you speak to that at all?
I guess I can't say it's helped me throughout the year. I really don't know. Am I used to it? Does anybody really get used to the cold? And then running full speed and trying to hit somebody, it doesn't feel good. But at the same time, I've learned what to wear in the cold, what type of turtlenecks, what type of material, stuff like that. So, you know, I guess that's benefited me throughout the years.